Well, first, welcome to Star 97.7.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, Chris, tell me, you're from this area.
Yeah.
What takes a person from this area into music?
Well, I think it's what takes a person from any area into music, probably, is you get into it in high school, and you start thinking to yourself, man, like, the idea of a real job where I have to get up every morning and, like, answer to a human, that just doesn't sound fun. You know what sounds fun? Like, writing songs, and I'm sure that there'll be some money in that. I mean, there's money in the music business, and then, of course, this was 2001 when I'm having this thought in my head, and everybody immediately stopped buying CDs after that. But then it's just you got something to say, and you have a love for something, and you think that there's a little bit of talent there, and you hope anybody wants to hear it, and then you just keep doing it, and you hope for the best.
I noticed that you said on your Facebook recently that you went to perform for the first time live on stage. Was it Chummies?
I don't know if it was the first time I performed live, but when I first started, like, getting paid to play on stage, Chummies was one of the first venues that gave me that opportunity. And so it's, it always has a special place in my heart because it's the hometown music venue for mm-hmm. a long time.
And you said that you did a lot of covers and you were thankful that folks didn't have cell phones to video.
That's for sure. I'm thankful. I know everybody, they did have cell phone video, but it was so poor quality and it was like impossible to upload onto the internet that nobody has it
so
anymore.
I imagine folks listening are actually going to head out and find their old phones and see this new old video.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'd be pleasantly surprised, but I really doubt that very much.
And you do shows, you started out doing mostly covers, but of course now it's original works.
Yeah, I mean, we still, depending on the length of the show, like if we're playing an hour or 75 minutes or something, it's going to be all original. But there's still a number of shows that are 3-hour, 4-hour, like marathon kind of shows. And in those, you got to do what you got to do. And so we'll end up doing about a 75-25 original cover split. And, you know, even in those, we try to make the covers that we do be maybe even songs people don't know. And if they are songs people know, we're doing them in a different way that keeps them fresh for us. Because if you're trying to play note for note covers, I have a lot of respect for people that can do that, but it would grow tiresome for me and everybody would notice when you mess up because they're so used to the album versions of everything. If we're doing something totally in a different key and at a different tempo and different things like that, then nobody knows when we're messing up and when we're doing it right. That's all we can do is fake it till you make it, you know?
A few years ago on Facebook, you posted a cover that you were doing, and it was one I didn't expect from you. It was Gnarls Barkley and Crazy.
This had to be 6 or 7 years ago. That was kind of in that time period of doing a lot of bar shows in the Bangor-Ellsworth area, and those were all 9-to-1 kind of things. And so you're looking for, like, what on earth can I play to get these people interested at all? And I had heard Ray LaMontagne do an acoustic cover, so that was like my cover of a cover of that song. Been a while since I played it, but it's a pretty song. Good songs tend to make sense whether they're fast and fun or you slow them down. Melodies are melodies, and good songs.
It's interesting. Sort of a tangent here. There's a song called "Days Go By" by Dirty Vegas. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar. No.
It was a pop song, and it wasn't. It was different. But I got hands on the single, mm-hmm. and the single was acoustic. It was a totally different song, but it still, like you said, it still made sense.
Yeah.
So when you take a cover, you make it your own.
We try to. Yeah. That's the general idea. And I'm not saying that covers are only for filler, because there are some that we have a really good time playing and stuff like that, but it's not the point of what we're doing as a band isn't to, like, be the cool cover band. We want to play our songs and have a larger reach than just Coastal Maine.
How did you get the band together?
Back in maybe 2012, 13, I was heading down to Nashville for some reason or another for, like, a couple weeks, and I was playing a show at Ipanema in Bangor, and after the show was over, I was sitting there waiting to get paid by the bartender, and the bartender was this dude, Ryan Curlis. I was shooting the breeze with him, and I mentioned I was going to Nashville. He said, I want to go to Nashville. I have some friends down there. Do you want to split gas? And I'm not the kind of person. I am the most introverted, least likely to want to hang out with a stranger in my car for 25 hours. But for some reason, I said yes. And so me and Ryan drove down to Nashville, not knowing each other at all, got to know each other. I dropped him off at a guy named Caleb Sweet was living in Nashville at the time. He was also from Bangor. And Caleb plays the bass, and Ryan plays the drums. And I didn't even meet Caleb. I just saw him in the parking lot when I dropped Ryan off at this apartment complex. And cut to 6-8 months later, we're all living back in Maine. And me and Ryan and Caleb started playing some trio shows and some shows like that. And then eventually we said, hey, I think we need a lead guitar. And they were like, well, we got this friend we went to high school with, Zach Bentz. And so we had Zach come play, and then it all just worked out. And this was probably, this had to be in 2014. And then we've just been a four-piece since about the summer of 2014.
Are the songs yours or the band's?
These days, they're all our songs together. The writing process has changed quite a bit from the first few records, where obviously they were just me sitting around with an acoustic guitar. And then my first two albums, The Steady Stumble and Halfway to Wonderland, I recorded in Nashville. But when people hear that, they go, oh, you recorded in Nashville. But honestly, I recorded in a dude's, like, basement in Nashville who happened to have a setup. But it was great. And the players around town, because it was like, hey, we need some steel guitar on this. And then Ben, the guy who was making the record, would just look at his phone and be like, oh, yeah, these are the four great steel players that I could get here in an hour and make a couple calls. And then all of a sudden and that's the great thing about places like Nashville, is just the amount of talent. We had Tammy Rogers, the fiddle player for the Steel Drivers, came in and did fiddle on the first two albums, stuff like that. So that's how it worked in the beginning. And then Young Once and Over Lonesome, the previous two records, were more either I'd show up with a finished song and then we'd flesh it out and make it into something it wasn't before as a band. Or even on Over Lonesome, on the last album, there'd be a lot of times it was like some riff Zach was playing at practice. And we go, hey, remember what that is, because that's cool. And then as a band, kind of flesh it out to the point that we had like a song. And then it was my job to put like lyrics and melody, vocal melody over it. And there were still some that I kind of came in with pretty much done. There's different areas that we're pulling from now in the writing process. Still like all the words and stuff are me. But, you know, it's a fun learning experience, and it's a whole different thing.
You have anything you're working on now?
Yeah, there's almost never a time that there isn't something in the works. I couldn't tell you when that album will get made. If all of a sudden we have a really great few months of putting songs to bed and getting them finished, and, you know, we could be releasing in the fall, and it could be this time next year. Who knows exactly? But, yeah, we're always working. Every practice we spend about half of it making sure we're tight on the things we know, and then the other half working on new stuff or like just ideas for future things.
Now, since this interview is going to be online, some of the folks that are going to hear it maybe after your show this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So question one would be, for those that are hearing it before the show, is there a song they can expect? And to roll that into question two would be, what could they have heard if they hadn't missed it? Is there a song you'd like to do for us, is what I'm getting at.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a bunch, I'm sure, but let me search my brain real quick and come up with something. So this one is probably a song that most people associate with me. And it has the most words, so I don't know why I'm going to attempt to sing it at about 3:45 in the morning or whatever time it is right now. I'm mostly sober these days. I don't know what you heard. I only drink on stage, only smoke to burn away the frivolous things, ride the syllable swings, fight the urge to go swimming in the criminal springs. Mostly happy these days. Don't know if you read between the lines I wrote and the lines I dread to cross over. It's a long way back when I'm sunk in the saddle, circle in the cul-de-sac. I mostly understand why you couldn't stay, why the best of you you went and took away. Girl, those eyes, they be shining like a cigarette. You light them up, I breathe them in until there's nothing left. So Don't believe the hype or the flowing hyperbole. Might have done the crime, never did the perjury. Wait for the dust cloud to settle on the rhetoric. Even if you rush, you'll never get ahead of it. Tip my cup, I tip my cup over. No, I ain't got luck, just a three-leaf clover. And I keep my feet on the narrow and the straight. And I ain't too stoned to say I'm mostly sober these days. I'm mostly sober these days. I don't know what you've seen. I only drink to sleep, only sleep to dream away the cries, the calls I've been listening. Put a hole in the walls I'm imprisoned in. I mostly understand why you couldn't stay, why the best of you you went and took away. Girl, those eyes, they be shining like a cigarette. You light them up, I breathe them in until there's nothing left. Don't believe the hype or the flowing hyperbole. Might have done the crime, never did the perjury. Wait for the dust cloud to settle on the rhetoric. Even if you rush, you'll never get ahead of it. Tip my cup, I tip my cup over. No, I ain't got luck, just a three-leaf clover. And I keep my feet on the narrow and the straight. And I ain't too stoned to say I'm mostly sober these days. I'm mostly sober these days. I'm mostly sober these days. I don't know what you heard. I only drink on stage, only smoke to burn away the frivolous things. Ride the syllable swings, fight the urge to go swimming in the criminal springs. I'm mostly sober these days. I'm mostly sober these days. I'm mostly sober these days.
Awesome.
Yeah, and if you come to the show on Friday at Chummy's, I promise to actually remember all the words to the second verse. It's funny how that song... I don't know if I played that song more than any other song, but every song is just as likely to just disappear from my brain and leave me like hanging on stage. Yeah. It doesn't matter how familiar or unfamiliar it is to me. I'm just like, well, okay, that one's gone today. So I'll just sing this part again and hope for the best.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I wrote songs for many years to, I use it for therapy so that I can move past things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've forgotten more than I know.
Yeah, it's funny how it happens with original songs almost more often than with like strange covers from the back of my brain. I think it's because sometimes you're so comfortable with the cover that I start thinking like, what's the song I'm going to play after this? And then all of a sudden I'm like, because you're just kind of trusting muscle memory to, it's not like remember all the words at once, just remember what the next word is. Normally you do, and sometimes you don't, you know?
But you're familiar with Tenacious D?
Yeah.
And the tribute, the song that they wrote that they can't remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I totally feel like that sometimes. So I guess to close things out, if someone wants to get some of your music, what are the methods?
Hey, so there's always the come to a show and hear it and buy some CDs and stuff like that. But if you are living in 2019, that is totally okay. I understand. You can, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, all the places that there might be music, you can find music. And by the way, Chris Ross and the North is the name of the band. So that's where some of the albums are found on these streaming sites. ChrisRossandTheNorth.com is where to go for all your show date information and merch needs and stuff like that. If you are a CD person and can't make it to a show, you can always check out any Bull Moose Music, there. A great local music store that still exists, and you should pay them money for things so they can keep being in business. So again, we're playing Chummy's on Friday night for the first time in a long time. It'll be really great to be back there with our friends out of Boston. These Wild Plains are coming up to open the show for us. And there's like I don't know what time you're going to hear this, but at this moment, early in the morning on Wednesday, it is, there's like 12 tickets left online and that's it. So you can try it on the website, chrisrossandthenorth.com, and maybe there will still be some and you can pick those up.
And that concert's the 25th.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because if they're listening to this next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So right now it's Wednesday the 23rd. This is the miracle of the internet and recordings things. And the show at Chummies is on the 25th of January, but there'll be other shows. So yeah, if you missed it, check out the website, see where we're playing. Come on down.